Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I woke up with just thoughts of clearing my life and finding what is not helping me center my world. And a lot of times I think we look outside and we think that it's something we can see that we need to remove or correct, like clutter or old magazines or something like that. But I wanted to go deeper in my thoughts. I wanted to really search within my heart and clean it. Because I know that if I clean my heart correctly, then everything else I do will align more correctly and more permanently with my desire to live better, be better, and treat God's children better. And so I was thinking of Psalm, I think it was 129, 23, and 24, when the writer is saying, please search within me and remove what is not of benefit to you. And so I sat with that on my heart and I prayed, and I had a couple of different thoughts, you know, one that was really deep, a really deep prayer. And then I had one that was kind of a subtle prayer. And I know that sometimes, you know, that's all we need is we need just the bare bones to actually get to the heart of what we're dealing with. And I think that at this time and in this space of life, you know, that's what we really need to do. We need to search our hearts and we need to make sure that they are in line with God's will. And we need to make sure that we're treating each other in the best way possible, no matter what we look like, what our preferences are, or what we do. Because, you know, whatever someone else does is not your responsibility. That's between them and God. And I know sometimes I look at stuff and I go, what is that, Lord? What is that? And then I go, back up. Not my circus, not my monkey. Leave it alone. You know, it might cause my eyes to buck open and it might cause my mouth to drop open, but it's not for me to comment on, you know? And I think there have been times, I know there have been times that I've commented on something that was not my responsibility. And, you know, and I could have hurt some people and not intended to, but you know how the moment gets you and all of a sudden you are going with that feeling and you're not, you know, going with the feeling of God. You're going with the thought process of man. And so I want to do better. I want to make sure that whatever I say, whatever I do, however I walk is in line with my higher purpose, is in line with God's will for my life. And I know that when I do that, I feel better. I feel like there's more joy in my day, even if I have problems. I feel like there is more love in my heart, even if I am in pain. I feel like there is a way to walk on the moon without leaving earth when I am in line with what I feel is God's desire for my heart. And so that was my simple prayer, you know, and I know that the long one might be a little much for you, so I'm not going to give you that one, but I thought I would share the shorter prayer with you, in hopes that you, can hear my heart and know what my feelings are. And so my short prayer is, dear precious Lord, I am here to do your will and bring glory and honor to you. Please help me accomplish my heart's deepest desires and remove everything from my life that is not of benefit to you. And I pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, as I wrote those words and I internalized those words, I knew that that was inviting God into every aspect of my life. And it's not something I take lightly because, you know, being an imperfect person, there are pieces of my life that give me flavor that may not necessarily promote God's will. You know, they might be comical, they might be cute and curt and all that kind of stuff, but they're not furthering my purpose and not bringing me closer to God. And at this point in my life, I realized that, you know, it's time out for all that, right? I want to just be in line and in love with God. I want to walk the walk and talk the walk, and I want to be in communion with God in every step I take. And sometimes that's a little hard because I've got a quick tongue, and in some ways my spirit is still that 16-year-old that was fighting against life. And so I want to remind myself that, you know, that's past, right? And since we are made new in God's spirit, I want to be new in God's spirit. And so the words that I spoke are the truth of my soul. And I know that today I can live that. I can live that, I can be that, and I can do what I need to do to further God's will and His purpose. You know, there were moments in my life where I don't think I could have honestly prayed that prayer and had the intent that I do now in my spirit. And with this small prayer, it's like a declaration to myself that I am growing and I am becoming who I am intended to be. And so if you know me, I'm hoping you'll help me stay on line with that. If you see me get out of my lane, you know, let me know. If you don't know me and we don't cross paths, I hope that this simple prayer to the universe touches you in your heart and makes a difference for you as well. Because I think that if we live with this intention in our heart, that we will all get along better, right? We won't have the differences that sometimes we point to and use to separate ourselves, right? Because the ultimate goal is to be God's child. And when you are a child of God, you're in union with His purpose and His will. And that means you don't get caught up in the distractions of world. You don't get caught up in the distractions of life. You don't let things worry you that don't matter, right? Because a lot of times I know personally when I worry about little things, they distract me. They distract me in big ways. And that's not my journey here. Right? My journey here on earth is not to be distracted, but to find peace, to walk calmly, and to live in love. And so my hope is that you enjoy my simple prayer and that it brings some joy to your day. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of God's splendid grace. I pray this simple prayer, and I keep you in my heart every day. Walk with God and be at peace. Until we speak again, joy and peace to you. Goodbye.